leave the light on for you.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
thank God it's Friday,
crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon, Friday edition. Here on the Big 550 KTRS, I am Paul Harris. Here every week, filling in for Frank while he takes his three-day weekend.
He's on assignment.
Wink, wink.
On a golf assignment today.
That's Dan Strauss on the bass.
Hello.
That's Tina Dalpiez on lead vocals.
Hello.
Hello. And that's Ian Eon the Peon pushing the buttons.
He's our engineer.
Yeah.
Our sound engineer.
Let's just go back for a second here.
Ooh, push that button.
Excuse me.
Oh.
How's the voice, Tina?
It seems a little bit better, but if I try and sing, it sounds really, really bad.
It sounds about an octave lower than it usually is.
I know. Yesterday, yes. I was Ann Keefe.
Yeah, yes.
We could sing a
today
little.
Today, a little Kathleen Turner.
Really?
Tomorrow night, we could do some Barry White. Tina could sing it. Some Lou Rawls and Barry White.
Yeah. You'd be surprised. I tried to sing in the car, and when I try and sing anything my level or lower, it's horrible. If it's real high and no power to it, I can kind of squeak it out.
Oh.
This is what you should do. You get up there tomorrow. I'd like to do a song by Carly Rae Jepsen as interpreted by tennis commentator Mary Carrillo. That's what you sound like. She has a really deep voice.
Really?
She does.
It's always funny if you ever watch any of the U.S. Open or any of that. You know, it's always,
this is Mary Carrillo, hi.
Yeah, the announcer guy, hi, I'm Ted Robinson. Hi, I'm John McEnroe. Hi, I'm Mary Carrillo.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
It is.
So you sound a little bit like that today, but I hope you feel better. Are you on lozenges and tea? What are you doing?
I bought everything they had. Yeah, that spray stuff, this throat suck on things, the, Mucinex.
You didn't buy any of my Sambucol, though, huh?
Not
a believer.
It was too late.
Well, we have a bunch of things to talk about today, including the Harris Challenge later on, and of course, I have a new batch of knuckleheads in the news. I will let the three of you decide what you want to start with first. Okay?
Ooh, all right.
See if you can come to a consensus. We have story number one: Professor Breastfeeder.
Hmm.
Well, that's probably Ian.
But yeah, I'm voting for that already.
Anything
I didn't even hear anything else.
Story number two, stuck on a roller coaster. Or story number three, cinema ninjas. Tina, since you're sick, what would you like?
Stuck on a roller coaster.
Dan?
I like the breastfeeder one.
Yeah.
I knew they'd go for the boobs.
Ian's going for the... And you know what? We can include our listeners on this, too. We can do it. It's kind of a Harris poll at 969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phones, *KTRS. Okay, this is the story of Adrienne Pine, who's an assistant professor of anthropology at American University in Washington, D.C. She has a baby who was feeling a little bit under the weather, had a fever, etc. Now, Professor Pine is a single mom and didn't feel like she should take the baby to daycare that day because the baby was running a fever, so she took the baby to work.
That's a good choice. I like that.
She goes to her first day of class. First day of class, brings her sick baby along, And after a little while, the baby, who has been napping, thanks to the miracle of the car seat and motion, anybody who's ever been a parent knows the car seat is the wonderful thing to put the kid to sleep. Yes. There were times when my daughter was like 6 months old where we would have to take her outside, put her in the car seat, just drive her around for 10 or 15 minutes, and then do that whole unlatch the car seat, walk into the house very, very carefully. Don't bump into the wall. No, you got it on the banister. Now she's crying again. All right. Anyway, the baby's asleep as she brings the kid into class, but wakes up and starts crying in the middle of class. Maybe
10. Is this a high school?
No, this is this American University.
Okay, so it's a
professor. She's teaching the first day of anthropology class. So Professor Pine reaches down, picks the baby up, and undoes her blouse a little bit.
Yeah.
And and starts breastfeeding the child. Couple of students lose it when they see an actual human breast in a college classroom. Normally, that's the sort of thing you see on your laptop in the dorm room.
Yeah. How did they lose it? What do you mean?
They were a little bit upset by this. One guy said it unprofessional. I was kind of appalled. He fired off a tweet. Well, we're midway through class. Breastfeeding time. And he posted a message on his Facebook page, and a couple of others said that they thought this was unprofessional of her to do as well. So here's my question. Did this woman do anything wrong that day? I will tell you, I'm 100% pro-breastfeeding. But as with everything else in America, there have to be limits on when and where you do this sort of thing. When my child was of that age,
when you were
breastfeeding, I was... No. When my wife would breastfeed her, she would go off to someplace discreet, take care of the biological needs of mother and child, because there's a maternal part of that as well. But you know, you hear about these things of women who are in the middle of Walmart who let the baby clamp on as they're walking down the aisle looking for laundry detergent or that sort of thing. So
I think she should have.
It doesn't bother me.
Left the room. Had somebody come in and fill in. She should have not taken the baby on especially the first day of school.
Yeah. I mean,
that's not very professional.
I'm with Tina on that.
Just get somebody to come in and watch the class.
Why do you say you can't believe
I just can't believe I'm saying that, because I'd love to see her pop her breast out in class. I would have loved that.
Let me just say right now, maybe you would, maybe you wouldn't.
Well, that's true. That's true. Yeah, depends on what
if she looked like the gal on the cover of Time magazine.
Ooh, yeah.
Remember the one that had the 4-year-old or 3-year-old?
I think Dan in his mind is picturing Brooklyn Decker.
Yeah.
Or some other supermodel. Woohoo, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe not. That's what I'm just saying. Yeah. We don't know what Professor Pine looks like, but to me, that's immaterial here.
Could be Honey Boo Boo and her mom.
But I think she should have left her.
Ian, you think it's okay?
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. But I'm not bothered by much, so...
So if you'd paid a bunch of money to have that class,
as long as she's still able to teach, I mean, she didn't have to necessarily stop. She could still,
if it was a biology class.
How could she actually walk around like with her little pointer stick while she's holding the baby?
Maybe she's not. Maybe she's behind a podium and just talking from there. It's the first day of class. I can tell you, nobody in the class has done whatever necessary reading there was before that day of class.
Right.
Every student in the room is in total BS mode. Oh, yes, professor. I found that article fascinating, particularly the parts with the adverbs in them. That's how it is on day one. You know, you got to understand that, it's kind of an odd situation for her to be in, but... I would also question whether you want to take a small child who is obviously sick and running a fever into a room full of 18 or 19-year-olds on the first day of class. That's not exactly the most hygienic place in the world, a college classroom. You can go to the phones, 969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone *KTRS. Pam, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
Good afternoon. I'm Amon the Pian.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
You're welcome. I have a comment. I guarantee you every woman that breastfeeds a baby has bottles that she has already pumped her breast to put her milk in those bottles in case she needs a babysitter or she has a doctor's appointment or something like that she has to go to where she cannot take the baby.
I forgot about that.
Why did she not bring bottles?
And may I also say, I don't recall at what age you start using formula.
Oh, you can use it from the day one, but people who breastfeed usually pump.
They should start by a year at least.
And I don't know how old this child was.
Right.
Relatively infantile.
Yeah.
but that's a great point. I hadn't thought about that. You know, if you have to take the kid to school and the kid's running a fever, you know, take care of some business into a bottle at home and then
that's
bring it along.
Right. Yeah. Load up those bottles, you know, and usually they've got them frozen, so.
Well, assuming that she didn't have that prepared, though, was it wrong of her to do that in class?
If she covered up with, like, a receiving blanket or something like that, I would say no, if she was continuing to do her job. But if she just sat down and fed the baby and made everybody else read or do something else, that's wrong.
All right, Pam, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You too. 969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone *KTRS. Hi, Jack.
How you doing there?
Good.
You know, we were always taught in school, if you bring something in, you got to make sure you got enough for everybody. You guys have a good weekend. Sure.
Thank you very much. Rich, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
Hi. Hey, sometimes I'll have the urge to urinate, so I don't bring a 2-liter bottle into work and just urinate right there in the office. So.
But that's a little bit different. This isn't about your biological needs. This is about the child's biological needs.
Well, you know, in China, they'll drop the baby. They wear crotchless pants, supposedly, and if the baby starts urinating, they'll drop it right there on the sidewalk and let it urinate.
What?
What?
In China?
Yeah, because they were talking about it around the Olympics time.
Hmm.
Really?
Okay.
That's the way they potty train.
Okay, I'm just going to write that down. Reason 6,402, I'm not going to China. Thank you, Rich. Jeff, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
Hey, I called to vote for the roller coaster story, but...
By the way, we're going to get to all of these stories today.
Okay, good. But since I'm on, my wife is screaming, say that she was discreet. Tell them she was discreet. She thinks that the woman was discreet. But I think this brings up a whole new thing. You should have Madonna's Express Yourself all cured up.
There we go.
Jeff,
good day, guys.
Wait, Jeff, hand the phone to your wife, would you?
Okay.
Hi, what's your name?
Adrian.
Hi, Adrian. So you think that this was okay?
I do. I nursed my baby till she was 3. And most women who nurse have towels that they put over them, and they're very discreet. She didn't just pull her boob out. She probably just had a... You know, enough out for the baby, and nobody saw anything.
I agree. I agree that that's probably true, but when you were breastfeeding your child for those 3 years, Adrian, did you do it in a place where other people could just, you know, I mean, were you at work while you were doing this, or were you...
I went into a separate room. I mean, you try to not do it in public if you can, but sometimes, you know, you can't.
Did you
put a towel over you and do it.
Did you ever do it in a public place or where people could be standing around you and seeing what you were doing?
I did it in a restaurant.
I saw somebody do it in a restaurant. Yeah, they pulled, it was almost like a poncho she had over her, but it was right in the booth eating.
Yeah, and they actually make special shirts for women who are breastfeeding. They allow access for the child, but not public viewage, right?
Right. I think people just get freaked out because they know what's going on, even though they don't see anything. You know?
I think that's the disappointment of not seeing anything. Because that's our man answer. Well, no, that's our American obsession with breasts.
I know it is.
All right, Adrian.
Don't complain about it when you see it, then.
All right, Adrian, I'm glad you called.
Okay, goodbye.
I just think it's awkward to do that in front of other people. But if you're doing it in an extremely discreet way, well, you know, it's funny because the first thing Adrian said was she went into another room.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the way most women do it.
Right. Well, when you have 30 students staring at you, it's not like you can sneak it. You know what I mean? Somebody's going to notice.
But now they're the ones that are almost protesting with it, doing it out in the open, doing it as you know.
Yeah.
In your face.
There's that group, La Leche League, that does those sort of things because they want more women to breastfeed, and
I think they
should too, because it's healthier for the kid, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, I don't want to get into the whole that whole argument, but yeah, discretion is the important word here. Guy, you're on the Big 550. Hi.
Hi. How you doing today?
Great. Thanks.
I think it was totally wrong for her to bring a baby into the environment in a school while she's at work. What if the kid had a dirty diaper? You know, she has to stop and change the diaper. You know, I think it was totally inappropriate for her to have a baby there in class.
What would you suggest she do on a day like that, where she wakes up, she's getting ready to go to work, she's got to get to her first class? She could take the kid to daycare, but the kid is sick. The kid's running a fever. Daycare, in many instances, won't take a kid like that because you got to worry about the health of the other children who are
right
there. So what's the woman to do?
Well, she should have a backup plan. You know, I'm sure she has other relatives that could possibly wash the baby.
You're sure, but you're not sure.
No, but
not
she
positive,
should work.
Not positive. But, I mean, you should always, in an instant like that, you should always have a backup plan of what happens if something, the child can't go to daycare. You know, do I have a babysitter lined up in case I need them?
Yeah. I'm guessing that what happened in this case was she was fairly confident that the child could sleep through an anthropology class, which is probably, what, an hour, maybe an hour and a half? And she was, you know, crossing her fingers. Okay, man, if I could just get through this, then I'll take her to the doctor, you know, mm-hmm. after class or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. Didn't quite work out that way, though. Guy, thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
D, you're on the Big 550 KTRS. Hello.
Hi. I agree with the gentleman that just called. She needs to have a backup plan like every other parent. There's no reason for that baby to be there. It's her responsibility to make sure it's covered. And like you said, if she has to diaper the child or whatever, there's no reason that baby should be exposing everybody else to what that child has either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my feeling. You're taking a sick kid into an environment where we don't know if any of the other older kids are healthy enough for a child like that to be around.
Well, right. Not only that, whatever the baby has, they could be giving it to somebody else maybe who hasn't had whatever this baby has, whether it's a flu, a virus, or whatever.
Yeah.
It just has no place there. It's like any other job.
Of course, if Dan's in that room, he wants what the baby had, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
There's place to go for that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, Dan, that's in the biology classroom, not anthropology.
I know.
Just, yeah, wipe the edge of the glass off first before it's my turn.
I mean, any other time the baby's sick, she can't take the baby. What would she do if she was sick? It's the same thing. You have to pre-plan.
Yep.
For these things to occur.
All right, Dee, I'm glad you called. Thanks.
All right, thanks.
All right, Price, you're on the Big 550. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, I wanted to say, start this, I'm going to preface it with, I'm a minister, and me, myself, I don't think anything's wrong with it, you know. I think people blow stuff out of proportion, especially that this is an anthropology class.
Mm-hmm.
You could have turned to a book, and there's women in that book. The breasts are hanging all out. I'm sure there is.
Mm-hmm.
But, I think it's natural. Nature, men walk around on beaches with their breasts exposed. A woman's breasts is, some men look like women, their breasts do.
I wonder if it's as big of a deal over in Europe, countries that are more, free with nudity.
No, over there it's only a big deal if you're Princess Kate.
Yeah, because it's something that's supposed to be in private with quotation marks around it. I think it's all right myself.
Yeah. It sounds to me, Price, like you're trying to sell some man's ears.
Yeah.
No, but there's some that need them.
True.
All right. Okay, but enough about me. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, have a good one.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with more. It's the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, Friday edition with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.
And now with a look at the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tina. You know, I heard him say man's ear.
Yeah.
I remember bro's ear. Which did they ever come up with?
No, it was the bro.
Yeah, they went
bro
and the man's ear.
They went with bro's ear.
Yeah, I thought man's ear was funnier.
Yeah, I did too. Good afternoon, Paul.
Hello, Tim. How are you today?
I am doing well. And the highways right now are not doing too bad. They're doing pretty well. You're looking good going westbound 70 as you make your way towards the Blanchet Bridge. Eastbound 270 looks good. You are starting to slow up now on westbound 64 from Hampton through McCausland. A little heavy around 270 through Mason. And southbound 270, that's running slow now between 64 and Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Carfax. Shopping for a used car? Start your search looking for a Carfax Advantage dealer. Every car comes with a Carfax report. Just say, show me the Carfax. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tomorrow, Missouri plays its first road game as a member of the SEC when they travel to South Carolina to take on the Gamecocks. The last time these two teams played was in 2005 when Mizzou came back from a 21-0 deficit to beat South Carolina in the Independence Bowl, 38-31.
Coverage begins at 1 p.m. Game time is at 2:30. Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
If you're in the market for granite countertops, then you need to listen closely to this message. Granite Busters, St. Louis's number one local name in granite, is making it very easy to say yes. For a limited time, whenever you buy a minimum of 45 square feet of granite countertops, Granite Busters will give you a vanity top absolutely free. That's up to a $750 granite vanity top for free. Here's how it works. Choose the perfect granite slab for your kitchen. Over 120 colors and styles are on display in Granite Busters' huge 20,000 square foot double warehouse, and the price has started just $29.99 per square foot installed. I'm talking about high quality, expert cut, 3 centimeter thick granite, not the cheap stuff. And then choose the free vanity top. It's that easy. Call Granite Busters right now at 636-282-3900 or stop in at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, bar, or outdoor patio for less with the most trusted name in the industry, Granite Busters.
The secret to losing weight isn't really a secret. It's not about starving yourself. It's about replacing bad foods
with something better.
Something delicious.
Something you can try free today.
Introducing Right Size Smoothies, the delicious way to put your eating habits on autopilot. And when your eating habits are on autopilot, your weight loss is on autopilot. And today, clinically tested Right Size Smoothies are yours to try free. Call 1-800-900-5724. These cutting-edge, hunger-smashing smoothies are clinically tested to help you lose weight over a pound a week as part of your diet plan. That's why we're offering anyone who calls today a free 2-week trial of our powerful clinically tested smoothies.
You can even get free shipping.
This is your chance to see real weight loss
and change your life.
Try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks, and we'll also send you our best-selling blender bottle absolutely free. Call 1-800-900-5724. Ask how you can even get free shipping. That's 1-800-900-5724.
Susie Orman on life insurance.
Susie, I've got life insurance through work. That's enough, isn't it?
I don't think so. You know, the truth of the matter is you need enough insurance to generate the income to replace what your salary is in case you were to die. So if you're making $50,000 a year, chances are you need more than what you have at work. Check out Term Life Insurance.
A man, 43, in excellent health, can get a 10-year, $500,000 term life insurance policy through SelectQuote for under $27 a month. For your free quote, call 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. 1-800-900-1537. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I lost 12 pounds.
I lost 7 pounds.
I lost 9 pounds.
I went from size 14 to size 8, and it was so easy.
These are real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight with Amberen. Once you're over 40, hormones and other body changes make losing weight practically impossible, especially if you're entering menopause. If you want to finally lose weight, including that stubborn belly fat, without additional exercise or difficult diets, there's no alternative to Amberen. Because Amberen is the only clinically proven solution for sustained weight loss in women over 40. Amberen reprograms your body to stop storing fat. It balances your hormones and improves metabolism. It's healthy, natural, and it works without additional exercise or tough diet plans. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-699-5144. That's 1-800-699-5144. 1-800-699-5144.
Hi, St. Louis. This is the roofer for Lane House Construction. And I want to tell you, Lane House Construction is now an official sponsor of the St. Louis Rams. Also, I want to invite you to come visit us at our new Lane House Construction Party Porch. The Party Porch is is a great place for Ram fans to hang out before the game. Remember, Lane House Construction is your local team for roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, and we're A-plus rated members of the BBB. So give us a call at 314-845-2166 or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000 or lanehouseconstruction.com.
Don't miss the Kickoff Countdown Show live from the Mizzou store in the Chesterfield Valley every Friday night from 6 to 8 p.m. with Jim Holder. Jim will update you on everything you need to know about this week's University of Missouri football game. Plus, there'll be special guests from Mizzou and this weekend's opponent. Make sure to tune in or stop by every Friday at the Mizzou store in Chesterfield to get all your Tiger info. It's the Kickoff Countdown Show, 6 p.m. Fridays on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
It's the Big 550 KTRS. Is this the punishment music for the Harris Challenge today?
It could be.
Well, my friend, the time has come.
It's not Lionel Richie.
No.
Raise the rules and have some fun.
What is
two
this?
Two huge Lionel Richie fans. They're this comedy duo on YouTube. And they decided to sing Lionel Richie's song all night long. From sundown to sunup, it was 11 hours and 9 minutes.
Where?
Different places in California. I think they went to Hollywood Boulevard. They went to a house party at like 4 in the morning. And but even when they were in the car, they had to keep singing the whole time, even if... So I have the link on our Facebook page.
Oh, there's a segment there where they encounter a cop or a security guard who says,
yes, this is, I think it was near the subway station. It was under the LA, Transit Authority.
All right, here's my question for you. If YouTube didn't exist, would anyone ever do this?
No. Oh, no. That's, Yes, the stunts nowadays the people try to use to get famous, it's unbelievable.
Speaking of things online, remember last Sunday during the Redskins-Rams game, the Rams were up by 3 points towards the end, and the Redskins were driving down the field and...
just got into field goal range?
Had just gotten into field goal range, and one of their receivers got into a scuffle with...
Cortland Finnegan.
One of the new Rams, and this Redskin, Joshua Morgan, threw the ball at him, and the lame replacement refs, threw the flag on him and called him for unsportsmanlike conduct, and Mike Shanahan, oh, I love that shot of Mike Shanahan, the Redskins coach, looking at him like, he didn't even say anything. He's looking at him with his mouth open as if to say, what the F are you doing? That's priceless. Anyway.
But anyway.
I waited for it. The Redskins didn't find him, but the NFL did. Here's why I bring it up in terms of things online.
Mm-hmm.
People on Twitter have been issuing death threats to Joshua Morgan.
What?
One guy wrote, "You should be cut. I swear to God, if I ever see you in," and he misspelled "the." He left out the H and the. "If I ever see you in DMV, I will murder you, blank, piece, blank, blank. I will kill you."
Wow.
"I will kill you in your sleep, you autistic blank."
Wow.
People with Twitter nowadays, they just think they can, it's amazing.
Another one wrote, "I hope someone throws a football at your firstborn child."
Man.
Yeah.
Another one called him one of the worst things to happen in D.C., along with the crack epidemic. He got Twitter messages saying, "Go jump off the arch in St. Louis and kill yourself."
Wow.
Does the phrase "it's a game" mean nothing to you?
It's amazing.
I mean, I love football. I love the NFL. To me, Sunday afternoons in the fall are sacred. That's my time.
Really?
And Sunday nights and Monday nights and now some parts of Thursday nights.
Maybe they had money on the game.
No, I just think it's that people, because of the anonymity of the internet, feel like they can say anything, anytime. You know, you see this if you ever read a news story and then you go down to the comments underneath. people say stuff that is just...
Oh, the most vitriolic... yeah, absolutely.
Vitriolic?
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Whoa!
What a wordsmith.
Wow.
But it's amazing.
28 points, friend, words with friends. Congratulations.
There's not enough letters.
If you add it on to somebody else.
Yes.
Somebody else wrote vitriol and you had IC. Bing!
Yeah.
Wow. Bonus!
But yeah, it's just the most hateful speech. It's just unbelievable.
Wouldn't you like to just find out who some of those people were on Twitter? Go to their house, knock on the door. Yeah, hi, I just want to ask you about this thing that you wrote online.
Man.
What's up with this? Well, you know what? They would completely justify it.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see what he did? He cost us the game!
Oh, yeah.
He cost us the game! What do you mean, us?
Yes.
Are you a Redskins employee? Are you Mike Shanahan? Are you, you know... Well, same thing happens here, of course, if, you know, the Cardinals do something, the Rams, the Blues, whatever it is. People get way, way, way too invested in these. Not that you shouldn't be a fan, but remember the fan is short for fanatic. And if you go crazy with fan, you then become a fanatic.
Mm.
And that's death threats to people. Listener called a little while ago, wanted to know the roller coaster story. Okay, here it is. Wednesday at Knott's Berry Farm, which is a Six Flags kind of amusement park near Los Angeles. They have a ride there that just opened up this summer called the Wind Seeker, in which you get lifted off the ground 300 feet, and then it twirls around at up to 25 miles an hour. Everybody's sitting in seats, and you're strapped in. You know, well, not strapped. There's that bar.
Like a swing.
Comes down in your lap.
Yeah, the big giant swing.
Okay. Yes.
It goes 300 feet in the air.
Goes 25 miles an hour around, and you're in a circular motion. Doesn't seem to me to be anything scary about that. But it gets a little scary when the ride stops and doesn't come back down. There were about 20 people on this at 4 o'clock Wednesday afternoon when the ride became stuck for 3.5 hours.
What if you had to go to the bathroom really bad?
Yes! Well, Mom always told you to go to the bathroom before you get on the roller coaster.
Yes.
3.5 hours. People who are sitting up there, there's one guy who's shooting video of the sunset. Yeah, because they got on there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The sun's going down by the time they're rescued from this thing. People are, you know, I don't care how many friends you have to call and tell where you won't believe where I am.
Yeah.
You won't believe what's happening. I don't care how many.
Your phone battery would eventually die.
Exactly. I saw a video of this. It looked like one person had an iPad with him. Who takes an iPad on a roller coaster
I don't know.
A ride at an amusement park?
I wouldn't.
No way. It's too expensive.
I hang on to my cell phone.
I usually stick
my cell phone in my pocket so it doesn't fly off.
He was thankful to have it, though, I'm sure. He was having a great time.
Ah, well, we're in hour number two. I better check Twitter.
Yes.
See if anybody's seen my pictures on Facebook today and all that. Nobody was injured. Problem here was that they had had this ride had had mechanical problems earlier in the week.
Yeah.
And the people at Knott's Berry Farm said, we inspect our rides daily. Now, let's just think about that for just a second. What do you think that means? Inspect our rides daily.
Yep, good still to here.
Somebody goes over to it. Okay, that's still metal.
Yeah.
Let's go. We got 62 more rides to do, Charlie. I want to get some lunch. That's about it. My favorite person who was part of this story was a woman named Donna Garrison, who had an extreme fear of heights. But her husband said, honey,
come on,
this is a gentle ride. We're just going to go up in the air. We're going to go around a few times, and we'll come back down. You'll see that there's nothing to be afraid of.
Wah, wah.
He's going to be paying for that one.
And then the ride stops.
Oh, man.
By the way, that scream was not Donna. That was Donna's husband one hour into this. Okay, I know you're scared. I can't do anything. Stop blaming. I know I'm the worst person in the world. I get it, honey. Yell at the guy ahead of us, okay? We can't go until he goes.
Yeah.
3.5 hours later, the Wind Seeker finally comes back down. They say that it stopped for a security system activation. You know, something was going wrong and the thing stopped.
Shuts
and that's
itself what it's down.
Yes, that's the fail safe right there. Well, don't keep it going around. You know what? Let's build this into the fail safe. Next time, when it stops going around and around, let's bring it down slowly. Don't have the automatic drop button that somebody has to push. But 3.5 hours up there. I'm not a roller coaster person. I get motion sickness and can't do any of that stuff. And my daughter, when she was young, I thought that she was going to be just like me. She didn't want to go on roller coasters. The most she would do is we'd go to Six Flags and she'd go on the the log flume splash. Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah.
Which the first time I took her there, we did that 11 times in a row. It was the only thing she wanted to do. And I could handle that with my motion sickness and so could she, but she didn't want to go on any roller coasters. And then when she got into high school, woohoo, let's get all the Six Flags season pass. And she's going on Batman and Mr. Freeze and all that sort of stuff. And she absolutely
she can't
loves
talk
it.
You into it, huh? Any of them?
You know what? Once she got to the point where she and her friends could drive, Dad didn't have to go anywhere near it anymore. Dad was happy. I'll be in Hurricane Harbor if you want, honey.
My daughter will ride anything, any roller coaster, anytime. She is like a daredevil. And then I would ride the mine train with her at Six Flags.
Yeah, oh, that's the other one the I could go.
Train. The mine train I would ride.
That goes over 4 miles an hour.
I know.
People laugh. That's 4 miles an hour.
So I can handle
that's faster
that.
Faster than I can walk.
And then I ended up trying the Evel Knievel, and that's a great ride. So I like the Evel Knievel, which I think is something else now, but it was the Evel Knievel at the time. That was my favorite roller coaster out there. The Screaming Eagle, I couldn't handle that. Batman, I really couldn't handle because of the twisting and twirling and stuff. I
like that one.
You've been on it?
Yes.
Now imagine if these people hadn't been just dangling for 3.5 hours in their seats. I mean, that's not that uncomfortable. But if you're on one of these kind of roller coasters like you're talking about, is it possible to get stuck in the corkscrew or upside down
anywhere? I've never heard of that. I've heard of the ones that there's at the smaller carnivals. They have the one that's just a ring where it's like a row of roller coaster cars that just does a circle.
It
circle.
Goes back and forth and back and forth, and then it goes all the way up around. But there's enough momentum to go past the top.
I've heard that some of those have gotten stuck upside down before, and that would be. And
then, Mr. Freeze has frozen up before.
Yeah, it has.
Well, people are upside down on it.
I don't know.
Mr. Freeze froze up.
So you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I know it was malfunctioning. Because,
so what happens at that point? How do they get the people
down? They end up having to get like one of those cherry pickers or something to get people out.
They go that high?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Daniel used to work at Disney World and Knott's Berry Farm.
Well, let's talk to Daniel. Hi.
Hey, Paul. Actually, it's Disneyland out in California and Knott's Berry Farm.
That would be the happiest place on Earth, Dan.
It would be.
Yes, and I found out that because of so many alternative lifestyle people, I found out why they call it the happiest place on Earth.
You're not talking about alternative lifestyle as much as you are people who visit the herb garden on a regular basis.
Yes, but there was one time when I was working there that the sky buckets that go up and over the entire park, a lady was walking below it, and a bolt hit her in the shoulder. Mm. And it was near the submarine ride, and she took the bolt, and she said, "I don't know where this came from," and gave it to one of the sub guys, and he knew exactly where it was, and they shut down the whole ride because it was the T-bar. They came across and held the wires to keep the sky buckets from falling to the ground.
Kind of an important piece.
Yes.
Yeah, slightly important. Wow. And they stopped it. Everybody was stuck up there, and they shut down all of Tomorrowland for it. And there's one guy who kept yelling down, "I have to go to the bathroom." And they kept telling him, "We're getting the fire department here. We're going to have the sky buckets come up." And he couldn't wait. And it was very funny to see this stream coming out of a sky bucket going into the lagoon of the submarine.
Into the lagoon!
That's probably why he had to go so bad. He was looking at water the whole time.
Yeah. Luckily, there was a lot of chlorine in that water. But little things like that. I was in the parade department. Floats would slow down or break down, and one of them lost its brakes and ran into one of the cast members I worked with and broke his ankle. but he was a trooper and a big, huge football player, and he still finished the entire parade carrying one of the props.
Wow.
Mm. Yeah. So it's just stuff like that. Knott's Berry Farm is actually a very safe place. When I was there, it was still family-owned. That's why I left Disney to go to Knott's Berry Farm. But, yeah, some of the stories that Disney does not want the news to get out, they will squash it immediately.
Oh, absolutely. As, by the way, would any business that doesn't want to have any bad publicity, but particularly in the face of, you know, when you call your place the happiest place on earth, you don't want the guy urinating from the sky thing.
No.
That's not a picture. You know, nowadays, I bet that happened pre-video cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
Because
I was there. I worked there in 1989, so that's when it was.
If that happened this afternoon, there would already be pictures of it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they'd put it to music.
And the woman who found the bolt before she turned it into the guy at the thing, she would take a picture of it and then sell that picture to the news media.
Yeah, or try to get a lawsuit out of it.
You know what? I think it is a... Did the bolt hit her, did you say?
Yeah, it fell down and hit her in the shoulder and went on the ground, and she didn't know what it was, and she picked it up and took it. She was in line, actually, for the sub rides, which goes underneath the bucket.
Yeah.
Now, when I was there and they were testing Splash Mountain with the big log rides, they brought the logs down overnight when there was nobody in the park, and they brought them empty to test them to see how the weights were, and some of them were front nose heavy and would hit the bottom, aim up, jump over the rail and go straight across Tom Sawyer Lake into Tom Sawyer Island, like a torpedo.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. But I'm glad there's nobody in it. But stuff like that kept going until they fine-tuned it, and then they announced to all of us cast members, hey, if you want to ride Splash Mountain before any of the guests, you can ride it all night long. What we didn't know is we were the human test dummies. And, I mean, it was safe. But I remember sitting on that ride, and I did it for about an hour and a half without getting off.
And how was that? Did you end up?
It was exhilarating. It was fantastic.
But you were disappointed you didn't go skidding into Tom Sawyer Island, weren't you?
Yeah, I kind of wanted to go airborne and just, you know, take a ride.
Daniel, those are great stories. I appreciate it. Thanks.
No problem, Paul. Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah, if you're at an amusement park and anything falls down at you from the ride up above, I don't care if it's fried dough.
Yes.
Particularly if it's a piece of the equipment, you're going to want to talk to somebody at that point. All night long on the log flume. Could be worse. Could have these guys singing all night long with you the whole time. Keep that going in the background while we bring in Tim to check the traffic in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center.
Hey, thanks a lot, Paul. We've got an accident now blocking the right lane, westbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway. Looks like we're heavy on eastbound 70, Salisbury through 10th Street. Saul on northbound 270 at Doherty Ferry. Another accident on the right shoulder now, eastbound 64 at McKnight. This traffic report is brought to you by Applebee's. Come join Applebee's for their September Kids Eat Free promotion. One free kids meal per adult entree. Beverages not included ends September 30th. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Tomorrow, Missouri plays its first road game as a member of the SEC when they travel to South Carolina to take on the Gamecocks. The last time these two teams played was in 2005 when Mizzou came back from a 21-0 deficit to beat South Carolina in the Independence Bowl, 38-31.
Coverage begins at 1 p.m. Game time is at 2:30. Get every pass, every play right here on your home of the Missouri Tigers, the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
Think about the conversation you had with your financial advisor about Social Security. Were you happy when he showed you the difference between the best possible decision and the worst possible decision? Could mean the difference of an extra $50, $60, or even $100,000 or more of lifetime income. What about when you met with your accountant and he showed you how to pay little or no tax on Social Security? The chances are you probably never had those conversations. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, join me, Kevin Lloyd, co-host of America's Wealth Management Show on September 25th at the Lodge de Pere at noon or 6 p.m. for my next workshop called Savvy Social Security Planning for Baby Boomers. Call 314-831-6000 and reserve your seat today. The time is now for you to start educating yourself about Social Security and the 81 different options and how to minimize tax on Social Security. Call 314-831-6000.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through National Planning Corporation, member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. Legacy Wealth Advisors Incorporated and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
It's the Great American Fix-Up at the Home Depot, with new projects every week and big savings every day. Like 15% off select special order doors and windows from top brands like American Craftsman, Masonite, and Feather River. Homes and energy bills are about to look a whole lot better. Come do a lot more for a lot less at the Great American Fix-Up going on now. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 26th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Ask most anyone who lives in South County what place serves their favorite food.
Delaney's!
At Delaney's Grill and Pub, you'll find the best wings, burgers, pasta, sandwiches, salads, a great kids menu, and of course, cold beer. And when our hometown football team plays ball, there are drink specials while you watch the game on TV. Delaney's Grill and Pub at 9940 Kennerly Center across from St. Anthony's Hospital is open 7 days a week for great food, fun, sports TV, and of course, cold beer.
Delaney's!
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
Says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is! Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payment, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company affiliates.
Forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you in part by PM Barbecue. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou battles South Carolina. PM Barbecue is your official tailgate barbecue on the Big 550 KTRS. KTRS St. Louis, the Big 550, and KTRS.com.
From ABC News.